I can't read the arse for myself anymore.
Like, what do you want to talk about on this podcast episode?
I hate myself.
I'm no good at anything.
And then when you've got utes telling you you are actually a piece of shit.
These utes, oh my god, guys. These, I'm walking back from the gym. Oh, I can't even believe this happened to me. I got absolutely violated by a bunch of 17-year-olds. These two absolute road men 17-year-olds. I'm walking back from the gym and me and my mate Kate are just talking about this story. Oh, have you mentioned Kate by name on the podcast before?
Kate's our best mate.
Yeah. Trio. Anyway, we're walking back from the gym and we're reminiscing about a funny experience of Paddy's Day, because it was the day after Paddy's Day. And then these guys behind us start talking about a similar thing. So we're like, convenient, keep walking. They start making these gagging noises, like, spitting on the floor. We're like, what the hell? And then they start waffling on about the emo girl with the black curly hair, like with the emo hair. And I have a mullet, which is maybe where they're coming from. We're like, surely they're not talking about me. And then they start ripping in about the trousers that I'm wearing, these like tie-dye tracksuit bottoms. We're like, turn around, we're like, what the hell? And they just absolutely gun for me. They just start absolutely ripping chunks out of me. Like, the way I look, they're just this absolute bunch of children. Me and Kate are just laughing because we're like, what the hell? Like, this is so ridiculous. And then we clocked on that was actually about me that they were talking and how rude it was. We just like storming around the level, which is like the park in Brighton, trying to find them. It was unbelievable.
Get beat up some
children. Exactly. Yeah.
Get stung for child abuse.
Yeah, if anyone thinks that their life is, you know, maybe not going the best right now, at least you didn't literally have a bunch of children come up and verbally assault you in the street because you have a bad haircut.
She's so bad.
We got absolutely robbed of my freedom just then. I was absolutely taken out. Vaping retailer loyalty card. No. Sophia.
No, it gets so much worse.
Oh my god.
Guys, stop it. I have two different vaping loyalty cards. So I used to have the paper loyalty cards where when you got a disposable vape.
Oh my god.
Wait. It's like a coffee shop. They just stamp it off and you get free vape at the end, free alpha.
Oh my god.
And then I go in there and I'm like, it was a rough day. I had to finish my lab report and I walked in there and go to the corner shop to get a Monster.
Yeah.
Me and Kate were like, we need a Monster and a vape.
Yeah.
And I walked into the vape shop and I was like, I need something more durable.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, it's your lucky day. We're getting non-disposable elf bars.
What?
I know. And I was like, oh, kill me now.
Get me.
And he was like, but this needs a real loyalty card.
Oh my god.
He's giving you a fucking
God. Oh my god. For anyone who can't see, it's like red with a little devil on it. It's so bad.
We're the bad boy crew.
We're the bad boy. We're a vape crew.
Catch me in B-town.
Vape nation.
Yeah, well, fucking hell. Guys.
Hello and welcome.
Yeah, hello and welcome to me and my vape.
Hey, Sauce's vaping journey.
Yeah, this episode's going to be a little bit of like a interlude to summer.
Mm-hmm.
Interlude's not really the right word. Interlude's like
It's like a break in.
It's not an interlude.
It's like an introduction.
Introduction.
A run up to.
Yeah.
A preface to summer.
Yeah.
We're going to do another one of these kind of free-flowing start episodes because anyone who has a podcast knows sometimes it just gets like that.
I don't really have anything
we're actually going to talk about.
Say? I probably shouldn't say that. Like, I just feel like usually when I come to a podcast episode, I'm like, I've got so much
that
like,
I want to talk about, yeah.
But I just don't have that right now.
No, and I just feel like that's kind of the summer vibe, right?
It's like
right now the sun's coming out, life's slowing down. Everyone's just maxing out a bit more, and because of that, I'm just chilling. That's such a good thing about summer. No, like, there's like this cliche that like summer comes. Like, I saw a post on Instagram. Summer comes and like my mental health issues just disappear.
So true.
But, like, it's kind of true, you know. Like, I've not felt that crap since the sun came out.
It definitely wouldn't work though if summer was all year round.
Well, yeah, no, exactly. That's why it's because you have like the entry to the warmth and like.
Yeah.
And also, it's definitely comes from the British schooling system. Well, maybe I don't know if this is for everyone, but during like the winter time at school, it's just actually savage. Like, it was so bad.
Yeah.
I hated waking up in the morning. I hated all of it so much. Then the summer would come round, school's nearly over.
Put
nearly
on some shorts and t-shirt.
Exactly, nearly some of your mates kicking about on the pitch at lunchtime, eating the so ice cream, calm. Blazers coming off, like teachers yeah. give less of a shit. Like life just becomes that little bit
little
sweeter.
Bit
like freedom's on the way, freedom's on the way.
Yeah, no, it's actually so much better. Like I feel like, I don't know, it definitely is though, because the UK's weather is so shit.
Yeah, of course
because,
it is.
Because like when I lived in Italy, like I'm still struggling in summertime.
In the summertime, yeah. But yeah, I was thinking about this. Yeah, if it became...
I fucking hate my life.
Yeah, if it was like super hot here, like unreasonably hot, so I was just having a little munch for anyone.
Sorry, that's so inappropriate. This episode's
no,
such falling for everyone.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
We don't want to be here either.
Yeah,
I'm joking.
We're forcing ourselves to do this. Nah.
No, we're actually not. We didn't have to do this, but we wanted to.
Because we just love doing this and we hope you guys love listening to this.
Yeah.
So, Sos... how do you feel about the summertime in general? No, how do you feel about this summer? Like, what are your thoughts and feelings around the summertime that we're about to have? Maybe reflections on last year?
Yeah.
Like, what are we going with this?
I'm trying not to, like, overthink it. And mm-hmm. I feel like this episode might actually make me
overthink it. No, don't let it.
But, like, last summer was not... I'm not trying to be melodramatic, but, like, it wasn't exactly the best time ever. Like,
yeah.
I was really struggling mentally. Sorry, I sound like I've just died.
It's the vape, guys. It's the vape.
I was really struggling mentally. I had, like, a pretty horrible time.
Yeah.
I was kind of just hoping it was over.
Yeah.
The sun wasn't doing
no.
fuck for that. It can be a bit of a struggle because people are so proactive when it comes to summertime mm-hmm. because, like, we live in such a, like, dead country in winter.
For sure.
That, like, when it's summer, it's like, oh, I'm going here, I'm going to do this with my boyfriend, mm-hmm, I'm doing mm-hmm, this with my friends, mm-hmm. I'm doing this with my family. It's like,
yeah.
It can get quite like, fuck, what am I doing? Like,
yeah.
Why? How am I going to make the most
you
out of
like
this?
You feel like you're behind before it's even started,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Which
no,
is
I get
a bit scary.
That. It is. But also, it doesn't have to be that way, you know? You can just... But can you just go with the flow when everyone's planning everything
I mean,
all the
usually
time?
I do, yeah.
Really? Well, the problem is, I don't know about anyone else, but last summer, like, shout out to all my lovely friends at home, we really struggled finding time to see each other because
yeah.
some people were working, some people are still at uni, people had, like, pre-planned holidays and stuff. And I kind of just clocked, like, as you get... There's this period of time in your, like, early 20s or whatever where, like, everyone's on different paths and, like, different levels of their journey. Like, everyone's just doing bits. So I do just want to, like, yeah, I'm just going to do whatever this summer, but then I won't see anyone because everyone
well, yeah.
else is doing things. But
I feel like a big thing with summer is that I think anyone in their 20s can agree that this is probably one... I mean, like, lucky you if it's not, but, like,
yeah.
probably... And if it's not, then it's coming, babe. But, like, one of the most turbulent times in your life. Like,
yeah.
I was saying the other day to, like...
Yes and no.
One of my mates, like... I think I knew more what I was doing with my life at 18
yeah.
than I do coming on 22.
Yeah, just like a little NB there, side point. I think a massive thing that plays into that is structure.
Yeah.
I think when you're at school, it's very easy because you're... Everything in your life is dictated for you at that point. Like, when you're eating, what you're doing, what you're studying. And you're very much being driven in a direction, whether that's towards... a career in the future, whether that's just towards passing your A-levels, like, everything is working up to leaving school that point. And I don't think that you're adequately taught what to do when that point comes. Because I know when I left school, I was like, yeah, I've left school, life goes on forever. But it was like, whoa, like, the more I've left school, the more I've realised, like, actually, there's that, sometimes I crave a bit of that structure back. Like, for someone to just say, like, this time you have to come in to find out what you're going to do with the future and where
yeah,
you're going to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah,
because now it's just down to me and, like, I don't have time in my life to be sitting down
well,
and
yeah.
thinking and planning and, like, no one's chasing me. No one's like, have you done that?
Yeah.
Well, maybe people are, but maybe I'm just ignoring their emails. Who knows?
But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't really know what's going on, but summer makes it better.
Yeah, damn straight summer makes it better. There's just something about the heat. There's something about just that sunshine. That
also,
just
does anyone else
good.
Just... It gets really difficult, body image and stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that bad about my body at the moment.
Mm.
But I was feeling horrible about my body, give it a month ago.
Yeah.
For the part that, for those, like, period of months, I was feeling pretty rough. Like, I'd put on some weight and I was just like, oh, I feel peak. And let's be honest, like, it's not like other people don't make comments. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in life, like,
for sure.
People will never not...
Yeah.
I think we just need to accept weight is never going to be something that people don't talk about.
Yeah, but I don't really want to accept... I'm not ready to accept that yet, bro, because I don't talk about it yet. Like, this is something that I'm quite passionate about. People...
I think,
you know,
it's fair that people talk about it with me because I talk about my weight.
Yeah, but also, this is my point. As I say, anyone who knows me knows this is something I'm quite... If you're passionate about, if you're having a conversation with someone about their weight, about, like, if I come to you, Sos, and I'm like, I just start talking to you about my weight or, like, the way that I'm feeling in my body, etc., and you're then responding, telling me things about my body, that's cool because I've opened up the door for that conversation. That's solicited advice. I've come to you and said, I'm really struggling with my body. I really want to, like, get into the gym. I really want to, like, work on internal things in my head that are, like, bugging me out about my body. Like, can we talk about it? Calm. What's not calm is people at random points when you haven't asked, making comments about your weight or the way that you look or your body or the food that you eat.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, that's not cool. And I don't think, well, it could be for other people. That's not something I'm ready to accept. It's always going to be a factor of life because I've seen what that does to people. I've seen what unsolicited body comments do to a person. What it did, like, what it does to me, what it does to everyone. No matter how confident you are, there's always that little bit of you because of beauty standards, because of society that's like, if I looked this way, life is a comparison in that, like, world, you know?
Yeah, ever since Y2K came back in, I think it's been a bit of a crusher to my self-esteem.
Absolutely.
Like, I've never... Okay, there's one period where I had a flat stomach. Two periods. When I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
And when I was struggling so much last summer that I couldn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's been there where they're like, food's just not really an option. And then people are like, oh, you need to eat. And it's like, yeah, I get that, mate, but this isn't an
eating disorder.
I'm trying to lose weight here. Weight's just coming off me because I'm depressed.
I can't do it. Yeah, I just can't do it.
Those are the only two times where I think I could have, like, rocked Y2K.
Mm-hmm.
But you can rock
Y2K.
I know.
You can.
It makes me think, oof. Because I look back at pictures of my sister or whatever. Like, my sister had a very similar body shape to me when she was young, when Y2K was first.
Yeah,
Y2K. My sister now is a very lean athlete, but that's
queen.
Irrelevant. Yeah, go on, girl.
Yeah, we support you, but also,
do your thing, boy.
Oof.
Yeah, I look back at pictures of that kind of fashion, and I'm like, God, that was a really tough time for anyone that didn't
fit the vibe.
Like, wasn't a size 6.
Yeah, but like that's kind of where we're at now.
Yeah,
as someone who after the, like, you know, as you grow up, you go through the stages. Like, you're a size 6, then a size 8, then, like,
yeah.
Some people obviously never exceed from that point. I kept going, bro. I kept going. I since that point, I don't think I've ever gone back really to being like a size 6. Like,
no,
I've always just like, I just developed hips. I developed a bum. I could no longer fit into these clothes.
Didn't think my bone structure is
a
size 6.
No, exactly, and like
that's
skeleton. No, no. No way. And like, that's fine, but this is my problem as well. Like, I look at, especially with summer, like the low rise and the crop top and all that, for so long I was like, no, I just can't wear it because, like, it's not made for my body. And then I realized everything is made for your body if you want it to be.
I went home, like, from the club the other day because of this.
My buttons broke
on my trousers. And everyone, bearing in mind,
which is gas crack, by the way. It's not because you were fat. It's just because of the way that you pulled the trousers up in the toilet, man. It was just jokes.
I was like drunk, so like for me to even be affected by this is so weird. Because like when you're drunk, you're like, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't care.
But like I was just so like, fuck. Like, I'm not the girl that can. For one, I really don't like the look personally.
Of the,
like,
rolled down trousers.
Well, I feel, and I know this is a really judgmental thing to say, but I feel like it's kind of this fetishization of being really skinny. It's kind of like, oh my gosh, my trousers are like big on me, so I'm gonna roll this down. Obviously, I'm not saying that's what you're doing. If you do that, that's so calm.
Yeah, that's just your
for
view
me
on
personally.
It.
I was just like, I don't really want to try and pull that look right now.
Yeah,
and I was like, also, I don't have a flat stomach. Like, I have a gut malrotation for fuck's sake. Like, I do not have a flat stomach, and I don't think I ever will. And like, I literally need to drink a glass of water to be bloated. Like,
yeah, yeah. Bro, I need to breathe the air. Genuinely,
no,
vapes make me bloated. No, genuinely, inhaling a vape makes me bloated.
Literally, like, I can, if I decided not to eat in a day.
Yeah, I'd still be bloated.
At some point in the day, I'm gonna like move in a certain way.
Yeah, I'll
be
bloated.
And suddenly I'm gonna be bloated.
Mm-hmm, damn straight, sis.
But yeah, what was I fucking talking about?
Oh, when you went home from the club, yeah.
Oh yeah, because I literally just went home from the club because I wasn't like not rocking this body type.
Yeah.
But I feel like this year, I've never felt this before, which is a bit scary because it makes me feel like I'm getting old.
No.
The fetishization of the teenage female.
Oh, I'm so happy you brought that up.
Because,
I'm not saying
people need to stop. Bruv, I fucking do it.
Yeah,
because I'm looking at these teenage girls, these like 16, 17 year olds, and I'm like, why do you have the body I want?
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking about it and I'm like, why do I want a child's body?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's
and
so
just,
weird.
Just sidetrack, like, if you have a body type like that, that's cool. Well, I just want to say, like,
you
we're coming from the perspective
me,
of people who don't have that body type, like, you know.
Do you know what? There's just certain things I wish I could just pick up and put on and just be like, hoorah, like, this is just it for me. But, like, unfortunately, that just doesn't happen. And I think this is a big problem when it comes to summer, is, like, summer is about, like,
wearing less, right? Because it's absolutely roasting outside. No one's cutting about in like three pairs of trousers in the summer. Like,
no,
you're bopping out in a coat.
About three pairs of trousers in winter. I don't really know what that's.
Sometimes
like.
I do.
What the fuck?
When it's cold and I have to go to training in the evening, I put on like a pair of tights, then leggings, and maybe some tracksuit bottoms because.
Jesus, but, I feel like I was inside a condom.
No, you do, but it's like 3 degrees outside and it's just bitter. And like it's 10 o'clock in the evening. Like it's
tights
cold.
Tights does something bad to my body.
Yeah, I don't
I
like tights.
Can't equate with tights.
To be fair, usually
they,
the tights
like,
get
flatten out my stomach, and then they push all my like stomach fat out. So I'm like, well, why have you done this to me? Like I was trying on without tights, I'd be like, I look heck. Then I put on tights, I'm like, whoa!
No.
Like,
it is like, you know when a sausage goes into the like skin thing?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like when I put tights on.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I was going with this. Oh yeah, I'm going with the fact that in summer, people are wearing less. So it's really common if, as the summer approaches, you start looking at your own body and looking at other people's bodies and being like, my body doesn't look like that. I wish my body looked like that. And this, etc., etc. But I just want to make a little point here that just because it's getting warmer, it doesn't mean that your body has to look different.
100%.
Right? Like, whatever the day, whatever the weather, whatever the season, whatever you are in the world, what you look like is fab. It's valid. It's great. You're killing it. And it, I know how easy it is. I myself do it when the summer rolls around. But you just have to remind yourself that it's these horrible societal ideals, and it's these horrible ideas that you have to look a certain way to be valid or to be good looking or to be happy or healthy or successful or any of these things. And obviously that plays into your mind, but you just have to remember that like there's always a hidden agenda behind the pushing of these motives, right? Like whether it's buying into the beauty industry or purchasing these weight loss deals or any of these other things, you always have to remember that. For me, anyway, life is political and people are always somehow trying to make money. They're trying to push a political idea. Just try, if you can, even for one day this summer. Summer? Why did I become...
One day this
what
summer.
If even just for one day this summer, try not to bite into it. Try to just wear what you want to wear. And if you feel, maybe my body doesn't fit into this, or maybe, like, okay, if your body physically doesn't fit into it, then dip it, find something else. Clothes are meant to fit you, right? But if you put the outfit on and you're like, I don't feel like I have the body type to pull this off, but you like the outfit and you like the way that it looks, but you're worried about how other people will perceive you wearing it, just honestly, just wear it.
Yeah, and like this also leads into judgment as well. Like people are gonna judge.
Yeah.
And like, let's be honest, if anyone says that they don't do this, then like, okay, maybe you don't do this.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe I'm just a massive But I judge people.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
And when I, this is really bad, I shouldn't say this on a podcast.
Fine. Go for it, man.
But I'm being honest.
It's a safe space.
But I mean, it's the internet. It's not a safe space.
But like, this is the point
of
the podcast.
When I think I look really good,
yeah,
I think I judge other people's looks more.
Yeah, I think that's understandable.
And I don't like necessarily know why that is.
Yeah.
But like, it definitely happens. I think it's just part of like, people are competitive beings, like
yeah,
we are competing
but
for
like naturally
mentally
we, yeah, but not even just that, like naturally people compare, right? Life is about comparison. Like comparison can be toxic, but it can also be really positive.
Yeah,
if you see someone wearing an outfit and you're like, wow, that's a fucking great outfit, she or he looks amazing, that is inherently a judgment that you're making about them. But that doesn't have to be negative. You may go out and buy the same outfit, put it on and be like, oh well, look at me, I look, you know, I look fantastic.
Yeah.
Or you might think, oh, that person doesn't look so great. But, like, again, okay, maybe that's not so much of a great, like, judgment to make, but I don't really
but
know.
It happens. Like, you can't pretend it doesn't happen. And, like, as peak as it is, like, I think that's one of the things that made me stressed when I was, like, feeling insecure about weight and stuff. It's, like, if I can judge other people,
yeah,
then I know for a fact that other people are judging me as well.
Yeah, but I think maybe, I don't mean this in an offensive way, but like I don't always look at people and aesthetically I judge people's personalities, who I think they are, but aesthetically I don't tend to really judge people unless it's in a positive way. Like I never really think in my head, God, she looks horrendous.
No. That's
like,
not what I mean.
She's too overweight to be wearing that outfit. Like these kind of judgments. But people do make these judgments.
I mean like neutral judgments of like, okay, that's what that person looks like.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Fair
but
enough.
That's natural.
Would I do that as well? Like those kind of judgments.
Yeah, but I think that's really normal as a human. It's like a comparison as well. Okay, whether that's healthy or not is probably a conversation to have in a different episode. Whether like judgment as a whole is, what we could talk about now, like is judgment as a whole healthier, but I think people will judge you whatever you do. So wear what you want to wear, be who you want to be.
Because people know what you look like, whether you're wearing a crop top or not.
Yeah, exactly. But my point is, like, I don't think I've ever stopped being friends with someone because I didn't like the way that they were dressed.
Oh my God, no.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, who you are is so important. How you choose to present that physically is really the least interesting thing about you.
I think people are really catching on to that these days as well. Like,
yeah.
I can't remember what rapper tweeted this, but I found it so funny. It's not Central C, the guy that has a massive feud with Central C. He's like,
I don't know.
Okay. Someone in the comments, sorry, bro, it's this guy, sorry, idiot.
Yeah.
But, basically,
please comment if you know who that guy is.
The guy that went to the same school as Central C, he's a big time rapper, and Diggity!
Diggity!
Diggis Diggity. One of these rappers tweeted, I mean, like, to be fair, the tweet was like pretty problematic in multiple ways, but fair enough. He was like, I'm done with like all these bitches that like look really good, or I'm done with like all these girls.
Oh,
that, like,
I know the tweet.
Look peng, like, I need a personality. But then he also followed that up with, and can cook and clean for me, but.
Oh, that's a bit of a.
But like, I like didn't focus on that bit.
Let's just ignore the bit that
but
we don't
like. But I was
like,
yeah, like, I feel like people are really getting onto this now. Like, I was walking through the uni cart the other day.
Mm.
And I saw, like, multiple people with filler in, which is, like, so fair. Like, yeah. Do your thing, boy. Like, as if I haven't thought about, like, one day when I'm rich, like, getting filler. I have no lips. Like, calm. I was, like, mad that people can resource the money as students.
To be doing that.
To be getting filler. Like, that's insane. But when you're really deep, these people are, like, can change their faces, can change this, can change that. And we can change pretty much every single aspect of what we look like physically nowadays.
Yeah, of course you can.
Like,
even like extreme, like surgeries, etc.
You can just fucking put contacts in.
Yeah, yeah, but even like further, like, you can make permanent changes to the entire way your body looks.
In an instant with money. Like, I don't know what the statistic is, but it's probably very fucking high in the Western culture.
Yeah, probably in like the upper echelon of money earners, but still, like, there's even actually probably not even a lot of people are modifying the way that they look.
Yeah, 100%. And like, I think people are really clocking onto that and being, well, if anyone can, with money, look good.
Yeah. I want someone who is good.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, I want someone that's actually a cool, calm person.
Yeah, cool, calm, collected.
Yeah, because, like, there are a lot of people out here that aren't.
Yeah, but also, like, I was watching, okay, guys, I'm going to tell everyone who's listening a secret here. I watch Love is Blind, the show, and anyone who knows me knows hate stuff like that. I hate it. I don't watch.
Love is Blind is a joke.
I know, that's why I watch
3 minutes
it.
3 minutes in.
I think I'm going to marry you. Yeah, that's why I watch it, because it is just so completely outrageous. And, like, from a psychological perspective, I find it quite interesting. Everyone in there is going in with the idea that they're going to find love. So, naturally, it's probably a lot easier to find someone because you're going in there, like,
I fall in love with a stick if I really try.
Yeah, but, like, you fall in love way quicker when you know the other person is trying to fall in love with you and you're trying to fall in love with them. Anyway, this is not the point. I've been watching this show and there was, like, a whole reunion thing at the end and people talking about each other, and one guy on the show, oh, he was so horrible. The lady Deeps was unreal. Like, you know this whole, like, wife material. If you're going to do it, she is wife material.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
She's best friend material. She's wife material. She's going out material. She's literally everything that you could want. Also, side note, like, physically, she is unbelievably attractive. Like, everyone in the show is. And he's like, she's great. She's everything I want. I love her loads. But physically, she's not the kind of person that I want to be with, so I, like, didn't want to be with her because of that. When the entire idea of the show is that love is blind, so you're not supposed to know how they look. And in interview one, he's asking girls, what size clothing are you? Do you think I could pick you up? Like, asking do you have blonde hair? Like, all of these kind of questions.
Oh my God. And I genuinely don't actually think I've really taken looks into that much of account with the people that I've chosen to be with.
No, me
and
neither.
I think everyone I've been with have been beautiful people. Yeah. 100%. If you've been in a relationship with me, if you've dated me, you're
hot.
Lovely and beautiful,
yeah,
and hot person. You're hot because I fucking like you.
That's it. That's exactly the point that I was telling you outside. When I fall in love or when I fancy people, it's like the person that I'm fancying. Mm. And the looks are secondary. Obviously,
I've fancied people that, like, objectively speaking, if I saw them on the street, would be,
are
like,
not good looking.
I don't find you attractive personally.
Absolutely.
And then I have a conversation with you and I'm like, oh my Christ, God,
I'm in love.
My clothes off.
Literally, that's literally exactly it. I didn't realise other people weren't like this, and this guy.
Yeah, I'm really surprised by that.
Yeah, this guy's not like this at all.
That's the thing, I judge, and I don't judge, I think about my looks a lot.
Yeah.
But when it actually comes to sexual relations with other people,
I'm not thinking about their looks, bro.
I'm not thinking about their looks, really.
I'm not even thinking, I'm just feeling, right? It's like a feeling. And this isn't the point I was going to make. I'll make that point in a minute. The point I'd like to make now is who you are as a person is so attractive. Like, whoever you are, there will be someone that is attracted to that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I've met people that I'm like, oh, like, I don't click with you that much mm-hmm. as a person.
Yeah.
And then watch someone else actively fall in love.
Yeah, in seconds. Exactly. Yeah. This is the point. So this is why when you think about things like the clothes that you're wearing and if, you know...
It so doesn't matter.
Exactly. If you've got the love handles popping out the side instead of underneath the jeans, like genuinely, A, no one cares. People who do care kind of suck and they're obviously not looking at you for the right reasons. But if you're out there trying to like find a shag or if you just want people to find you attractive, they will pick up on your vibe and they will find you attractive regardless of the clothes that you're wearing.
Edit.
And then back to the Love is Blind point, the lady and the man who run the thing are married and the guy, the dick guy, is like, I don't fancy anywhere here apart from you, and points at the presenter. And obviously the man like loses it and he's like, you suck. And she's like, I know for a fact though that if I got mangled in a car crash, that this guy, well, that was, you know, sorry, that's a bit deep. Don't know what time people are listening to this, but if I got mangled in a car crash, I know this guy would still love me because he loves me. He doesn't love the way I physically look. And the guy's like, yeah, no, like, that could never be me. Like, how are you ever trying to find long-lasting love if you are only physically attracted to people? You're not actually attracted to who they are. Because when everyone gets
that's
old...
That's scary,
isn't
man.
It? You're all a little bit, like, wrinkly and you're all a little bit, like, decrepit or whatever. So you're just going to die alone if you have this mindset, my friend. It shocked me when
that
I was...
That was weird.
When I was watching it and, like, the peakest hangover, like... of my life, just in Berlin, just like lying in this hostel in a room full of weirdos, and I was just like, oh god, life is so hard right now. Obviously it wasn't, I was just hungover. And then I look on my phone and this happens and I almost cried. I was just like, I can't believe
yeah.
people like this in the world actually exist.
It is shocking. And I think like I've seen a lot of people in my life that are objectively more attractive than me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never felt like that's a sexual threat to me.
Mm-mm.
Because I've been like, I actually
I back myself.
No matter what I'm going through, I know that I can like give you a fucking good time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I can make you laugh. Like I have,
pull it off, bro.
I know what I'm on. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I know what I'm on.
And if I have a crush on you, that's because I know that we're clicking.
Yeah.
And if I know we're clicking, I'm calm.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I just never felt like a threat of like, oh god, that girl's really beautiful. Like. My boyfriend is objectively a very attractive guy.
Oh, he is. Like, no offence. Well, it's no offence.
He's not really offensive.
He's a good-looking man,
he's
for sure.
He's a good-looking man. And, I don't really... Sorry.
Now we're both just sitting here smiling, thinking about him.
He's a good-looking guy.
No offence, Nico. If you're listening to this, you're also a very attractive man.
Nico is also actually a very
good
guy.
You're also a very attractive man.
I look at Zion, and I'm like, okay, fair enough, I'm paying... sorry.
I'm like, fair enough.
I look at him and I'm like, fair enough, you are the loud pack.
Yeah.
And I'll
you're
be
the
walking
what?
The loud pack.
The loud pack?
Yeah.
What's a loud pack?
Like, the loud pack's like the loud pack of bud. Like, loud pack. Like,
oh, the loud pack.
The loud
yes,
pack, yeah.
yes, yes.
So I know.
So you're
objectively...
referring to an alpaca? I was like, what?
I know my boyfriend's an alpaca.
Yeah, I was like, that's so savage.
No, so I know he's paying. I've walked down the street with the guy
mm-hmm.
and watched the girls looking at the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Charming. No,
yeah.
It's not dying. It's
you
actually
don't
quite
care,
funny.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily...
It's
I think,
no threat
I think
there.
Some of them do a double take of like, is she with him?
Yeah.
Like,
hell really? Yeah, I am,
yeah,
bro.
I know for a fact this guy isn't with me because of my looks.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's attracted to me.
Yeah, he's definitely with you partly because of your
yeah,
looks.
Like,
you are beautiful.
No, 100%. Like, he is attracted to me.
Yeah, but it's you that he's
but,
into.
Like, we connected when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we connected... through personality, through experience, through
yeah.
working together, like,
through life.
Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, we were, like...
You were it.
Yeah, we were, like...
Your soul's connected before
yeah,
you physically connected.
Yeah, we were just best mates, do you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, and, like, yeah, I just feel like I know I could really mangle myself
mm-hmm.
up.
You wouldn't give a crap.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Nah.
Like, he genuinely wouldn't give a fuck. He's mm-hmm. not the kind of guy that would even worry about what other people are thinking.
No, yeah.
He's just doing
he's
him.
Just a good man,
yeah.
Yeah,
he's just a
good
man.
He is a good man. You know, if you're looking for love this summer, just be
well,
you.
Well, I think just summer really, like... Just
summer
expose
makes
us to ourselves.
Yeah, and also I think summer does make you think about love quite a lot.
Oh my god.
Summer
literally,
really makes
falling
so,
in love in summer is...
It's so romantic.
I fall in love with my partner more in the sun.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's the winter for me, mate.
Is
something
it?
About it being cold and like
well,
wearing
actually,
the
no,
coat
like,
and like you're just like, you're cold and you're just a bit tired and it's dark and they're just there and you're just like, oh, life is perfect right now.
It's winter for you.
Mm, it's wonderful. And then you get in bed and it's so cold and it's so warm. You're just
to be
like,
fair, I fall in love with my partner more every day.
Yeah.
Aw,
look at you. Yeah.
But the point of the matter is, in summer,
mm-hmm.
you either feel really good or really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, even if you're feeling really bad, you can still feel really good.
No, trust.
Get down to the beach, bro. Honestly, it just get out. Like, doesn't have to be to the beach. Just get out.
But also, like, not looking in the mirror is bare fun.
Yeah, it's really helpful.
Like, sometimes I'll be lying down or something, or I'll be doing something, and I'm, like, looking at my body, and I'm like, yes.
Yes,
and then I get up and look in the mirror and be like, oh. Ew. Something got lost in translation from point A to point B here.
There's something that I read about this that I found really interesting, and it was like, it's one of those kind of slightly cringy things that's actually really quite helpful. It's like, looking in the mirror can never accurately reflect how beautiful you are, because it can't tell you everything that you and your body have been through together until that point. When you're just lying there looking at your body, it's just you and them, right?
Yeah.
It's just you and your body, and you're like, cool, we're great, we got this together. Like, even if you don't, you're like, we don't have this together right now, but you're still supporting me, I'm still working for you.
Yeah.
When you're looking in the mirror, all you're looking at is, like, aesthetically, like, it's just an objective that it's an object. You're just looking at an object. You're not looking at, like, I'm feeling everything that makes you you. So if you are actually struggling with the way that you look this summer, maybe just get changed and go.
Yeah,
you know?
And I think the most attractive, and I don't want to say this to stress people out as well.
Yeah.
Because I know this can be really stressful as well, because when people are like, well, you just have to carry yourself better. It's like, oh, okay,
how do I do that?
Like, I feel shit about my body, now I just carry myself better. But, like, there have been times in my life where, specifically when I've been going through it or something, or something bad has happened, someone in my life or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I've been like, okay, officially, fuck everyone, like, I've had to deal with this. No one else has had to deal with this with me. I mean, yes, they have objectively.
Yeah, but they've not.
Like, but, like, I'm the one now, right now, who's experiencing the feeling of having lost this person or having experienced this trauma or whatever. And in that moment, you can't dispute my attractiveness, because my attractiveness isn't a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really know if that makes sense, but, like, I'm going to walk down the street and I'm going to hold myself in a way of,
with
listen,
pride.
I've got my shit
and
I'm dealing with my shit, and honestly, your opinions are nothing to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is the most attractive situation to
that
be
you
in.
Can be in, for sure. Like, we're not telling people to go and get in a hole to get there, though, by the way. Like,
no,
you can't,
like,
do this anyway. But
no.
It's true, though. But I think the whole thing comes down to confidence and a bit of self-respect, hey? Like, hold yourself on a high standard with a bit of self-respect and with a bit of confidence, and then just, like, with a touch of these things and just backing yourself, like, no matter what happens, just back yourself. You're going to be the hottest person on the beach, do you know what I mean? So, like, don't even sweat it, like...
No, literally, like, there are so many people that I think aren't stereotypically attractive that I find so attractive.
So hot, yeah, for sure.
And, like, I think summer, like, can really be a great time for that, because, like, you walk out there with whatever body you have, in whatever you want to wear.
You're owning it.
And you own it. It's so attractive.
But it's
I love it. I love seeing girls do it.
I went to this club in Berlin, and it was, like a sex club, and everyone in there was, like, kind of pretty naked, or, like, some people were completely naked, some
love
people...
Love a good sex club.
Yeah, it was great. Some people just had, like, pants on and harnesses or whatever, and I came back and I was talking to the girls about it, and I said I'd never been to a more body-positive club in my entire life. Like, the fact that there were no cameras or phones in there definitely helped, because everyone was just being them authentically. But every person in there... Well, I actually wasn't naked. I was wearing an all-in-one leather suit. But pretty much everyone in there had something on display. They were rocking it. They were owning it. Like, I was basically naked but with skin over me, you know? Like,
yeah,
it was very tight.
Yeah, I get
what you
mean, like, yeah.
And there was all shapes, there was all sizes, and there was just authentically raw, naked women walking around, just at, like, there wasn't, like, not that, you know, having fake boobs, etc. is a bad thing, but, like, there wasn't much of that. It was, like, a lot of, like, the natural embracing how you look. And it was so positive, because everyone in there just absolutely had it. Like, everyone just had themselves on lock. Everyone was feeling sexy, everyone was looking sexy, and it was, like, there were people in there who, like, maybe you wouldn't naturally find attractive. They're maybe not your type, or, like, they don't have your style, or, like, their body type isn't something that you're naturally, like, attracted to. But every single person in there was so hot. Do you know what I mean? And that's it. Like, it's just, like, just feeling that. Like, just feeling it and knowing that.
100%.
I took that back. That was nice.
That sounds amazing, to be fair.
That was nice, bro.
I mean, like, I actually did have an experience similar to that in Paris when I first went clubbing in Paris. I was underage, but I was...
YOLO!
That was the first time that I'd done ecstasy. I don't know whether I can say that.
You can, it's fast.
I was like, I'd never done ecstasy before. I'd never done drugs before. I'd smoked weed, obviously, but...
Yeah.
I'd never really, like, done drugs. And then... we were on ecstasy, and everyone in there was just on their thing.
Yeah,
and
bro.
And it's like, this older man had blatantly clocked, like, these kids are too young.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he came to us in that, he was fucking gorgeous, by the
way.
Like, really stunning. And he was like, just to let you guys know, like, I made an active effort to make sure that no guys approached you tonight, so you could just have a good night, because I could tell that you guys were just trying to hang out with your girls.
Oh.
And I was like, my God.
It shouldn't be like an oh my God,
but
that's,
like,
such an oh my God.
Like, it is, but also, like, it wasn't even, like, people were coming on to us. Like, I actively watched people looking at us and going, yeah, they're attractive, but I'm going to see what they're on. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to let them do their thing.
Everyone
yeah.
was there to party. They weren't yeah. there to find that's out it. Who they're going on the night.
It's so,
with.
That's the difference, I think, between like, I don't know, like mainland European clubbing, obviously not everywhere, and then like UK clubbing plus like Party Island Club, you know, like,
yeah.
like Mali, like all of these places. It's like people who are going out, are going there for the music, for a dance, for a good time, and if you end up having sex with someone, great. The UK clubbing scene and clubbing culture is so much like, who am I bringing home? Who am I going? I've got to look good so I can pull someone. Like, I had someone say to me, like, why do you go out if you're in a relationship? Because, like, I don't
go out.
Oh, my
God, because I'm not a fucking Mormon.
Yeah, exactly. It's, like, because I'm going out to have a dance with my
Not that being a Mormon is, like, bad, but, like, they don't really
They don't have sex,
They don't have sex with random people in the club.
No, exactly.
And I don't think they drink.
No.
Do they?
No.
Yeah, so I'm not a Mormon. I'm going to go out and have my fun in a club.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm just there for a good
Stevie's
time.
Stevie's looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, it's fine. I feel like also that's quite a reference point. People are like, are you a Mormon? It's like, I remember saying to my mum once, like, oh, my mate doesn't drink. And my mum being like, is she a Mormon? Like, what? No, mum. We're 17 and she just doesn't drink yet.
Since this is a free-flowing episode, I'm just going off point here.
Yeah.
I made mates with two Mormons.
Oh, yeah?
One summer. I was at language school.
Oh, of course you were.
I was staying with my nan in Barcelona and my parents were like, you have to go to language school, which is a very privileged thing to experience. I wasn't gassed. I was like, I'd rather just max out in Barcelona rather than max out in Barcelona
in school. Yeah.
But these two girls, I was like maxing out with them. They were such normal people. I was like, oh yeah, let's go out. They were like, yeah, let's go out. Let's go to the club or whatever.
Sick.
And then they were like, yeah, we're Mormon. And I was like, I did not realise.
No, that Mormons were getting on it.
But like, yeah, no, but they weren't drinking.
Oh, they were just...
But they were just going to the club.
Yes, queen.
And I was like, go for this.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice. I hope those Mormons are doing well.
I feel like that's a nice little end story for us.
Yeah.
There. Well,
I don't know whether that was like the most informative episode, but...
Yeah, but we hope that you just took anything away from that. We hope it just made you smile a little bit or gave you something to do whilst you were going from A to B.
I mean, personally, it's made me think, like, I want to go out right now to the beach, which is what I'm doing.
And own my shit.
And just own my shit.
Same. It's made me feel a lot more positive about, like, just summer upcoming
and you're looking fucking fire today.
Thanks, girl. So are you.
Thank you.
I'm showing a tracksuit, but I'm still hot, yo.
She's looking dank. She's got a little waistband.
Got a little waist chain thing going on. Got a little, like, bra top thing going on.
Very
We're rocking
sexy.
It. So yeah, my friends, peace, love, and unity.